3JCA. Hello, Patrick.
Good afternoon, Richard. Hope you're doing okay.
Sorry I didn't get a chance to stop by yesterday. There was some confusion with Chad and I. He thought I was coming from Spartanburg Airport or GSP, but when I punched in his address, I was an hour away because I had to drop Ashley off at Asheville, but we came close to Penrose.
Weren't too far away. You were only about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes from my house, but I was actually sitting not a quarter mile from 26 all day yesterday.
Everything okay?
Looking on the tool truck. I park it right there just off of 26.
We left the airport, and I told Ashley, this is where I got confused. Chad was thinking I was coming from GSP, and I knew you said you were only 15 minutes from the airport. Okay, we'll go down 280, then we got on 191, and we're headed south, and I'm thinking something's not right here, because he told me it was going to be like 15 minutes, but when I typed in Chad's address, it was an hour, and so... Cassie did not like driving through the little small town of Hendersonville. She's not used to the smaller roads with the narrow shoulder and so forth like that. So she found a sign that said 26. She jumped back on it. And we headed south and got off at exit 5 and went right over to Chad's.
Like I said, I was in Hendersonville yesterday right behind the Cracker Barrel on Upper Road.
Goodbye, it did. Yep.
Everybody got off okay and everything went smooth yesterday. You didn't have too much trouble.
We're pretty good. Sally was a little confused as far as going through the terminal. She's only flown one other time, and that was when she flew down to Florida to meet me and so forth. But she doesn't really like flying, but she's getting used to it now. But I'll be coming back up that way Saturday. Now Sally's plate doesn't get in until 9:30 unless she moves the flight up. But what I may do is try to come up earlier in the afternoon and say hi if you're available off the plane by ear and make sure Ashley's okay with that.
I don't really know what my plans are for Saturday yet, so just have to see when it gets a little closer.
And that, so, well, I heard you on this morning, and I want to say hi. Chandler's coming by real quick to fix his hotspot and his radio for him. I'm going to upgrade it to that version 3.0 for him.
Do that. Were you able to help Jerry yesterday or the other day?
Told you yet what happened?
No, I haven't talked to him.
Call?
Probably not a good time. I'm driving on the interstate just past the airport there. Asheville Airport, where you dropped Miss Sally off yesterday.
The extreme short version. He's like me. When you get to fiddling with something and you know it's supposed to work and it doesn't work, you don't want to give it up. Well, Sally kept telling me, you need to go to bed because you got to take me to the airport tomorrow. So I finally turned in. Bottom line is, he took it apart. Half the board was not soldered. The antenna connection was not really soldered well to the hat, because we narrowed it down that it had to be in trouble with the MMDVM hat. And then the center pin wasn't connected. The wire was just kind of like shoved in there. So after he spent a couple of hours of resoldering everything and putting it back together correctly, lo and behold, he brought life back to it.
And I was glad she was able to help him, and he got it fixed. I know he'll enjoy the getting on DMR now and being able to get out.
Close to him, because he did it himself. He took it upon himself to just tear into the box and check it out. He found out what he needed and so forth like that. But yeah, it was a nice. I had a nice eyeball with him yesterday and Chad yesterday. He stopped by to say hi.
Well, I'm going to clear out so I can pay attention to the road up here. And you and Miss Ashley have a good weekend, and or what's left of it. And I'll talk to you in the morning, maybe. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3, Richard.
Yeah, Chandler just got here too, so. All right, talk to you later. KA3, JCA clear.